summer weather brings all sorts of creatures out of their hidey holes. The chipmunks are making a ruckus in the yard, and we have 100% occupancy in our birdhouses, 5 in all. Down to the A&P, I've spotted many a young buck in his spring uniform of choice, shorts, t-shirt, flip-flops, and a polar fleece vest. His female counterpart is wearing flip-flops too, usually with skinny jeans, a t-shirt, and a big scarf. A variation of this get-up is to substitute Uggs for the flip-flops and short shorts for the jeans. Apparently, these young folk subscribe to wardrobe averaging, meaning summer clothes plus one winter item equals a legitimate spring ensemble. For someone like me who tends to run cold, seeing these fashion statements makes me shiver. It has to be 70 degrees at least before I wear sandals, and my toenails need to be painted. Of course, I'm the kind of gal who, on the hottest days, still brings along a sweater, just in case. I'm happy to report that the poet laureate of Mahoosick Mills has come out of hibernation. And honey, it was worth the wait. Signs of Spring by Charlie LeClaire. The bears are restless in their den, stretching every now and then. I wonder if they hear something above, perhaps, a sign of spring. Swooping low above my shed, honking geese by one are led, a whoosh of air from off their wing, that for sure's a sign of spring. The stove could use a log or two, 'cause me, I got some work to do. My mower needs dismantling, yet another sign of spring. I doubt I'm done with my snow blower, but now I'm drawn to my lawn mower. It wants attention, wants to sing, and start right up for me this spring. Too many things for me to list them, clean and lube the whole drive system. Deal with that annoying ring, you won't hear it come the spring. I'll change the spark plug, engine oil, clean the deck of last year's soil. Once I sharpen both the blades, I'll be set when winter fades. To hop aboard my mighty steed, my mower maintenance indeed is like the crocus blossoming, another sure sign of spring. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.